A monitoring group says at least a child has been killed following a suspected chemical attack near the Syrian capital. The so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says over a dozen people also suffered breathing difficulties following the attack in eastern Ghouta. The London-based group blames the incident on the Syrian government. Earlier, the Russian Defense Ministry warned that foreign-backed militants in the area were planning to use poisonous agents and put the blame on the government. Let's now hear what political commentator Mimi Al-Laham earlier told us about the suspected chemical attack near the Syrian capital.
The timing of them is very suspicious. This happened right after Russia and Syria agreed to a ceasefire with the militants, which include Al-Qaeda, in Ghouta. And 6 hours later, we have this chemical attack, which was already suspected that the rebels were planning to create such a false flag, which Russian intelligence had exposed and was reported. You know, also you should remember that in early February, the French president Macron said that France would intervene in Syria if there was a chemical attack that could be proven, and this might have been an invitation for the rebels to create yet another attempt at a chemical attack in order to elicit some kind of intervention from NATO countries and the West.